He was listening to something. He passed the guide over to Arthur and pointed at the screen. The active entry read, Earth, mostly harmless.
You mean it's there? Said Arthur excitedly. The Earth is there! That's where Random will be going. The bird was showing her the Earth in the rainstorm.
Vord motioned Arthur to shout a little less loudly. He was listening. Arthur was growing impatient. He'd heard bar singers sing Love Me Tender before. He was a bit surprised to hear it here, right in the middle of wherever the hell this was, certainly not Earth, but then things tended not to surprise him these days as much as formerly. The singer was quite good, as bar singers went, if you liked that sort of thing, but Arthur was getting fretful. He glanced at his watch. This only served to remind him that he didn't have his watch anymore. Random had it, or at least the remains of it. "Don't you think we should be going?" he said insistently. "Shh," said Ford. "I paid to hear this song." He seemed to have tears in his eyes, which Arthur found a bit disturbing. He'd never seen Ford moved by anything other than very, very strong drink. Probably the dust. He waited, tapping his fingers irritably out of time with the music. The song ended. The singer went on to do Heartbreak Hotel. "Anyway," Ford whispered, "I've got to review the restaurant."
"What?"
"I have to write a review."
"Write a review? Of this place?"
"Filing the review validates the expenses claim. I've fixed it so that it happens completely automatically and untraceably. This bill is going to need some validation," he added quietly, staring into his beer with a nasty smirk.
"For a couple of beers and a roll?"
"And a tip for the singer," said Ford.
"Why, how much did you tip him?"
Ford named a figure again.
"I don't know how much that is," said Arthur. "What's it worth in pounds sterling? I mean, what would it buy you?"
"It would probably buy you roughly, Ford screwed his eyes up as he did some calculations in his head. "Switzerland," he said at last. He picked up his hitchhiker's guide and started to type. Arthur nodded intelligently. There were times when he wished he understood what on earth Ford was talking about, and other times, like now, when he felt it was probably safer not even to try. He looked over Ford's shoulder. "This isn't going to take long, is it?" he said.
"Nah," said Ford, "piece of piss. Just mentioned that the rolls are quite good, the beer good and cold, local wildlife nicely eccentric, the bar singer the best in the known universe, and that's about it. Doesn't need much, just a validation."
He touched an area on the screen marked Enter, and the message vanished into the sub-ether.
"You thought the singer was pretty good, then?" said Arthur.
"Yeah," said Ford. The barman was returning with a piece of paper which seemed to be trembling in his hand. He pushed it over to Ford with a kind of nervous, reverential twitch.
"Funny thing," said the barman. "The system rejected it a couple of times. Can't say it surprised me." Beads of sweat were standing on his brow. "Then suddenly it's... Oh, yeah, that's okay, and the system validates it, just like that. You want to sign it?"
Ford scanned the form quickly. He sucked his teeth.
"This is going to hurt Infinitum a lot," he said, with an appearance of concern.
"Oh, well," he added softly, "screw 'em." He signed with a flourish and handed it back to the barman. "More money," he said, "than the Colonel made for him in an entire career of doing crap movies and casino gigs, just for doing what he does best. Standing up and singing in a bar. And he negotiated it himself. I think this is a good moment for him. Tell him I said thanks and buy him a drink." He tossed a few coins on the bar. The barman pushed them away.
"I don't think that's necessary," he said slightly hoarsely.
"'Tis to me," said Ford. "Okay, we are out of here." They stood out in the heat and the dust and looked at the big pink and chrome thing with amazement and admiration. Or at least Ford looked at it with amazement and admiration. Arthur just looked at it.
"You don't think it's a bit overdone, do you?"
He said it again when they climbed inside it. The seats and quite a lot of the controls were covered in fine fur skin or suede. There was a big gold monogram on the main control panel, which just read EP. "You know," said Ford as he fired up the ship's engines, "I asked him if it was true that he'd been abducted by aliens, and you know what he said?"
"Who?" said Arthur.
"The King."
"Which king? We've had this conversation, haven't we?"
"Ah, never mind," said Ford. "For what it's worth, he said no, he went of his own accord."
"I'm still not sure who we're talking about," said Arthur.
Ford shook his head.
"Look," he said, "there are some tapes over in the compartment to your left. Why don't you choose some music and put it on?"
"Okay," said Arthur, and flipped through the cartons.
"Oh, do you like Elvis Presley?" he said.
"Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do," said Ford.
Now I hope this machine can leap like it looks like it can. He engaged the main drive.
Yee-haw!
Shouted Ford as they shot upwards at face-tearing speed. It could.